speaking of playmakers, we've got two of the stars of that show right here in the studio right now. Again, She Loves Me is opening tonight with previews. Official opening night is Sunday, and it runs through December 9th. It's a great holiday musical with a classic story, and we are joined now by Jenny Latimer and Michael Maliakel from Playmakers Repertory Company talking about She Loves Me. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So tell us about the show. I mentioned it's based on a classic story. What's the story, and how do you tell it?
Jenny? Well, it's the story of two people who are writing to a sort of an anonymous person, a pen pal, a romantic pen pal, and they don't realize that they know the person and they're working with them. So it's the You've Got Mail storyline, mm-hmm. in the good old summertime.
Shop Around the Corner,
Shop
right?
Shop Around the Corner. Yeah. Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah,
that one.
But it all goes back to, and I didn't know this until I started getting information about this show, it goes back to a Polish play. Is that the original?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Hungarian?
Called The mm-hmm. Parfumery. It's a Polish play, and I think the playwright's name is Laszlo, which ends up being the last name of one of the characters in the show.
Awesome.
But, it's a really charming story. Familiar plot for sure, but I think told in a really beautiful way, and certainly the music doesn't hurt in this situation.
So what makes it a great holiday show?
I think it just, at the holiday, you want to have something that's going to bring, like, happiness, joy, optimism. Mm-hmm. You're, like, maybe a little weary of the world, sadness, and you want to, like, be
It's very cloudy and cold and rainy
exactly.
outside.
Exactly. You're like, please. And so there's, like, a lot of laughter and joy and love and optimism. And I think that is what makes it a great holiday musical and something you can leave humming some really lovely, memorable tunes.
Awesome. So, Jenny, who is your character?
My character is Amalia Balish, mm-hmm. and I come to try and get a job at the perfumery where Michael's character, George Novak, works. And from the get-go, we don't really get along. But my character's really excited about meeting this man she's been writing to because he really like sees the world like she does. He reads all the same books. He has, she says, the same ideals as I do. Mm-hmm. And so I love the characters and the story because it's really, maybe at first sight they don't get along, but they really actually see the world in the same way and how important that is.
Yeah, it turns out they ultimately have more in common than mm-hmm. not. And mm-hmm. I think it's a love of literature, of music, of art, and part of what comes along with that is a certain self-pride that ultimately, or initially at least, is what their head-to-head, I think, is all about in the initial scenes. But and the playwright really strings you along here. It's really not, like, you're not really sure that things are going to work out for the two of them. And you'll have to come see the show to find out if it does. But, it's a great,
awesome.
Great little story.
So, Michael, mm-hmm. tell us about George Novak. What is it that draws you to that character?
Yeah, George Novak is he's a clerk at this perfume store in Hungary in between the wars, and he's very good at his job. He relates really well to his customers, very diligent, and a huge lover of classic literature and music, and just hasn't quite found the one yet, and has engaged in this correspondence romance with an anonymous person. And he's very strong-hearted, but I think it comes from some deep insecurities. I think Amalia is like a true match of will, of intelligence and mm-hmm. wit, and ultimately I think that's how they start to speak the same language, so to speak.
Awesome. Speaking with Michael Maliakel and Jenny Latimer, stars of She Loves Me, which opens for previews tonight at Playmakers Repertory Company and runs through December 9th, which is a Sunday. PlaymakersRep.org is the website if you want tickets, more information, full schedule of shows, and everything else. So tonight's opening night, what has been the experience like of working with each other, working with the cast, the crew, and everything else?
I mean, it's always fantastic to have, like, new faces, you know, because I'm a grad student.
Mm-hmm.
at UNC. So Michael's a guest actor, and it's been just so great to have like outside perspective and meet someone new, and you don't have like all these, all this history and everything. But Michael's been a joy. We both love to laugh, so we just like keep things light and joke
Jenny's
around.
Oh, Jenny's the worst. She's just been. Yeah. No, it's been amazing. It's been really great. I feel lucky to come into this with totally fresh eyes, because I for me it's just meeting a whole new group of people to work with and finding all the you know joy and nuance in a new cast is always really fun. And it's been a real treat to have someone like who you really. I feel like has my back, and I hope you feel the same way, Jenny. Because it's, you know, there's a lot of like fighting that goes on between these two characters initially, and I think it's helpful to know that we actually do like each other. So this is gonna be just fine.
Yes.
Michael, where are you coming into Playmakers from?
Yeah, I'm here from New York, New York City. There are two of us in the cast. There's a sort of a B plot romance story. Or unromance story, as it may be, and the other female protagonist or principal role is played by Janet Krupin, who is also here from New York. So awesome. We're the two out-of-towners, along with our director, Kirsten Anderson, who is here, Sanderson, who's here from New York as well.
Awesome. Again, the show is She Loves Me, opening tonight, running through Sunday, December 9th. PlaymakersRep.org is the website for tickets and showtimes and more information. Can we get a scene from the show?
Yes.
Sure.
What is this going to be?
Yeah. So this is in the second scene in the first act where George and Amelia are really...
Her name is Amalia, by the way. He doesn't say my name right in the show. It's very annoying.
We're like 3 hours. It's fine.
Yeah. Where they're really starting to flex at each other and butt heads. And
awesome. Take it away.
While I have you all here, Miss Balish, Mr. Marichek wants everyone to stay late tonight.
Why?
To work on the Christmas decorations, all right?
Mr. Novak. I can't stay.
Why?
I've got a date. You know I've got a date.
I know no such thing.
How can you say that? Why do you think I'm wearing these new clothes? To trim a tree in?
I'm only following Mr. Marichek's instructions.
I can't stay.
You are not being very cooperative, Miss Balish.
But why did he have to pick this one night? Or did you pick it, Mr. Novak, because you knew I had an appointment? You know, I find it quite depressing that anyone could hate me that much.
I don't hate you, but until you came here, this was a happy, peaceful place. Now the whole atmosphere has changed. Everyone's cranky. Mr. Marichek's on the warpath.
That's not my fault.
The Mona Lisa's coming out the wrong end of the tubes.
And that's not my fault. Is it?
You've been filling them!
According to your instructions!
Ugh. Let's not argue about it now. Can we have a truce?
Anytime, Mr. Novak. After all, you're the one who always starts things.
I'm the one.
You've always resented me from the very first day I came here when I made you lose that bet to Mr. Marichek for 10-6, wasn't it? Ha ha ha. To think that anyone could hate me so much for just 10-6.
That's nonsense.
Or was it your male pride that was wounded because I went over your head? Men do always seem to resent that sort of thing.
I do not resent you, Miss Balish.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I do not resent you. But if I did, I would have a very good reason. Can you deny that you had not worked here 2 weeks before you started making very public, very humiliating remarks about me?
Only because you were going around calling me Miss Amelia Balish. Miss Amelia Balish. Do you think I like that?
You think I liked your criticizing my socks, my tie, my fingernails?
Much better.
Oh, that must be the rudest, most difficult, worst-tempered girl in the world!
Yeah, that's awesome. Guys, thank you so much. That was terrific.
Welcome.
I'm seeing the show this weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Great.
So talking with Jenny Latimer and Michael Malliakel. The show is She Loves Me, opens tonight, runs through December 9th at Playmakers. Before we wrap up, always wrap up theatrical interviews with the same question. Don't spoil your favorite moment in the show. What's your second favorite moment in the show?
Can it be a moment or can it be something about the show?
It can be something about the show, yeah.
I think
it's a real open-ended question.
Great, wonderful. I think my second favorite thing about the show is that, like, 15 years ago, even 10 years ago, the show would have been like, oh, those people meeting people they don't know. How strange and weird. And now we're like, oh, hello, Tinder. And, like, all of a sudden, this show has become relevant again. And how interesting, like, that shows can cycle in and out of relevancy with where we are in the world. And, like, I think really a modern audience will actually see this and be like, oh, yeah, I go on blind dates all the time with people I've never met or seen. And 10 years ago, 5 years ago, this was less relevant.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that way.
I think my second favorite thing might be the costuming. I think period pieces are so interesting because there's a lot of detail that our costume director, Bobby, has put into costuming the show. And it's kind of like that last detail that really kind of brings everything to life. Like when I first put on my suit in Act One, which has like these big kind of voluminous legs and it's like kind of fuller cut and like a little tie bar and everything, it kind of makes you walk in a different way and helps you step into the character and like really kind of realize like what it's like to walk in these shoes. So yeah,
very cool. Again, the show is She Loves Me. It opens tonight, runs through Sunday, December 9th. Playmakers Repertory Company on campus, playmakersrep.org for tickets and more information. Jenny Latimer, Michael Maliakal, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks
thank
for having
you for
us.
Having us.